for the chain smokers when they give up the smoking. Because until the person is smoking, he does not know what kind of offense that bad odor is causing to the person next to him. Until then, he doesn't know how much of harm he is causing to his own self and his wife and children. How many of them are affected by that smoking. But when he gives it up, then after that, just slight odor of cigarette and the person gets irritated, agitated. So sins also are like that. When the person is addicted, then it is like that chain smoking. But when you give it up and you get this connection with Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and when the noor comes into the heart of taqwa, then the person will detest it. He will dislike sins. He will hate, abhor. He will want to run far from sins, because he will realize the moment he commits the slightest sin, there will be a restlessness in the heart. Straight away the person's heart will become restless. It's like how the light is switched off. Then until the person does not switch it on, it will be darkness. So the person experiences darkness. When he will make sincere tawbah, istighfar, then again he will find some kind of light came away. So there will be a kind of an enjoyment after that, enjoyment. The person will get enjoyment. Many times I have explained that go to Makkah Sharif and go and see people in 50 degree heat making tawaf in the afternoon zuhr time, 50 degree heat, and they're making tawaf, going round and round, round and round. And then late night, any number of people you find. You ask somebody, he says, I made 10 tawaf, somebody else 20 tawaf, somebody 50 tawaf. Now, what are they doing so much of tawaf for? Who dragged them from the hotels? Who whipped them? Who chained them and brought them there? Who forced them to do the tawaf? Who made it farz and compulsory? Nobody. Then what is it that's pulling them there? What is it that's taking them there repeatedly? And what is it that is making them bear that heat of the day and carry on tawaf all night? It is that love, that muhabbat, that ishq of the Kaaba Sharif of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and the knowledge of the rewards that Allah Ta'ala gives, and the enjoyment the person is getting. Little children staying awake all night. So this is what we have to develop, and this is what this majlis is for, to try and develop that. So even if we have heard these things many times, it should be treated like that medication that the doctor has given or the physician has given to somebody who is suffering from some kind of sickness where he has to now take the medication for life. So it's the same medication, there's no difference in the tablet. And sometimes the color of the tablet is the same for years and years and years also. And the taste is the same. But the person keeps on taking it because he believes that it is beneficial. It is helping him to survive, or it is improving his health. So the person goes on taking it. He does not tell the doctor, for how long? For how long must I take it now? Because he finds it beneficial. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چامن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چامن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا وہ بہارِ وطن لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا وہ بہارِ وطن لَذَّتِ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَا هِ چَمَن. If we really want true enjoyment, then it is in the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is in taking His name. Then there will be true enjoyment in the heart. Because the creator of enjoyment, the creator of happiness is Allah Ta'ala. Happiness is not in wealth, happiness is not in cars, happiness is not in homes and palaces. happiness is not in the material possessions of ours. If happiness was in all these things, then all these people who have got palaces, who've got oil wells, who've got the best of cars, they've got everything that you can think of, they would have been the happiest people in the world. But yet we know that they are the people who are most troubled. So happiness is not in material things. Material things Allah Ta'ala gives to those with whom He is pleased, and He also gives to those with whom He is not pleased. It is not the criterion. In other words, a person can have plentiful and he can still be a very pious person, a person whom Allah Ta'ala loves, a person who is muttaqi, and the person can have plentiful and he can be the worst of all sinners. So that is not the criterion. Criterion is how happy is Allah Ta'ala with the person. How much of taqwa does he have in his life? So, lazzate zikre name khuda hai chaman. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give this person gardens in his heart. When he is going to take the name of Allah Ta'ala with sincerity, with ikhlas, the person is purifying his heart or has purified his heart. And then he takes the name of Allah, the sweetness that he gets, it cannot be explained in words. Once again, I give the same medication which you have been getting so many times. Of Hazrat Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, he says that when the fragrance of the muhabbat of Allah comes into my heart, the languages and the vocabulary of the languages of the world, they all fail to give a description to that. Such kind of enjoyment I get in that fragrance. So there must be something that the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhu ajmain enjoyed. There must be something that the pious and the righteous people have been enjoying, taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because it is like enjoyment that the person is getting in a capsule form. Just one time also Allah, and the person's heart is getting filled with ocean of noor inside. Shaho ke saro par taj giran se dard sa aksar rehta hai aur ahle wafa ke seeno mein ek noor ka darya behta hai. The kings, their crowns give them headache. They have crowns, but those crowns give them pain in the head. We know all the kings of the world today, how much of happiness they are having. Nothing. They can have everything, but they're restless, restless. All the time that worry, our kingdom mustn't go, our chair mustn't go, our crown mustn't go, and our throne mustn't go. There mustn't be a revolution. And they got their spies and their security and their people all over the shore, their bodyguards, all checking that this. And the Allah Wallahs, they don't worry at all. They got Allah Ta'ala's kingdoms in their heart. In their hearts, the ocean of noor is flowing. So where are they going to worry about the treasures of others? Allah Ta'ala provides for them from sources unknown to them. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He does not forsake those who become His. Many places in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says that they are mine. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا. Say to those people who have transgressed upon their souls. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا. O my servants, O those who are my slaves, they are my bandas. And they transgressed. As human beings, they made mistake upon their souls. They made injustice. They transgress. لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. No matter how much of sins you may have committed, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants that we must make a roundabout turn, reverse direction. Cars have gone too far off on the wrong track, so now turn around. Allah Ta'ala will forgive all the sins, but provided the person is sincere. He is making up his mind, I don't want to return to the filth in my life. Then again, accidentally, if he commits the sin, make plenty of tawbah. But he must not be persistent and go on and say, I'm enjoying sins. Try it out. We go for on a diet of so many things. I always say that how many different diets are prescribed. Diet for this, diet for that, diet for that. Everybody is on diet. For the physical health, we go on diet. And everybody's experience is that the diet helps more than the medication. Ask anybody. In reality, it is not the medication that helps so much as the diet helps. In fact, many a times if the person goes on a strict diet, he does not require that medication too. So many people were suffering from different kinds of sicknesses, and when they went on a proper diet, they started eating healthy food and they gave up all the other things that were causing them harm. Their health came right. They didn't even require the medication. So the fact is that we go on diet for so many different reasons. So like that, go on a diet from sins, and Ramadan Sharif was the best month for that. A few days are left. But if the person just says that I'm going on a diet, I don't care what my friends say and what my family says and what the people say, I want to go on a diet from sins. Although we should not do it just for testing, but even if the person does it just for a test, and he goes on a proper diet from sins, try it out for 40 days and see. The person will automatically find sukoon in his heart. He will find a different world inside. It will be as if a revolution has come inside. It can be a young person, can be an old person, can be man, can be woman, can be anybody, can be rich person, can be poor person. Try it out and see. Allah Ta'ala will straight away give that. And these days, because of our weakness and because of the vicious environment that we are living in and because of the fitnas and fasad that is in abundance, so Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives it very, very quickly. He gives it very quickly. So, lazzate zikre naame khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. And ghaflat ki dunya, negligence, heedlessness. When the person is ghafil from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, he is heedless, unconcerned, negligent. So then that is like the rubbish dumps that we have. The rubbish dumps, people come and put all kinds of filth there. All kinds of junk there, all kinds of kachra, they come and put it there. And then we know the type of stench and smell that emanates from there. Which person likes to go and build his house right next to a rubbish dump? Does anybody like it? So ghaflat ki dunya is like that. The person will, it is like stench and smell that is there in those sins. And this person is living right there. In fact, it is in him because his nafs is with him. So that smell we don't get, because we have not purified our souls and hearts. But the angels get the smell when the person speaks lies. The Hadith Sharif says the angels run from there. Now there must be some smell coming out in that lies. Now we can't smell it, but somebody is smelling it, the angels are smelling it. Like that, in every action there is some fragrance or there is some smell. In all good actions there is a fragrance. And in all evil deeds and actions there is a smell. Now if we are not getting the smell of that evil action, then it means that our sinuses are clogged. A person's sinuses are clogged. And then you open up oud here and musk here and all kinds of fragrances here and tell the person that how is the beautiful fragrance that is permeating. He says, what kind of fragrance are you talking about? I can't get any fragrance. So then we will tell him, go to the ENT and get your sinuses unclogged and then come and sit here. Then you will get the fragrance. So like that, there is a fragrance in good deeds and there's a bad odor in evil actions and deeds. So the person who is ghafil, then it is dasht o daman, jungle, forest and rubbish dump. That's what it is after that. Lazzate zikre naame khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. आपके नाम पर जिसने हिजरत किया पा गया वो बहारे वतन। हे जरूरी गुनाहों कुछ भी को भी छोड़ दे, हे जरूरी गुनाहों को भी छोड़ दे, असले हिजरत नहीं सिर्फ तर के वतन। हे जरूरी गुनाहों को भी छोड़ दे, असले हिजरत नहीं सिर्फ तर के वतन। हे जरूरी गुनाहों को भी छोड़ दे, असले हिजरत नहीं सिर्फ तर के वतन। People left our country and went and settled in other countries, apartheid time. And now people are leaving the country and going to other countries because they say crime is on the increase. Then people will leave for other reasons. But wherever they went and settled, their heart went with them. So the crime may have been less wherever they went. Crime situation probably is less than that is here. I know of so many people that went, they said because of the crime in the country. One good friend of mine from one town, he also went. He went to Australia and he says the crime is less there. Now when he went there, because of his young daughters, he had to come back faster than he went. Because he says it is so terrible that the way they drink there, that even elephants don't drink so much. And then look at the laws there. You can't tell your daughter that you mustn't do this, you mustn't do that, or you must wear scarf and go, or you must do this or do that. If only they have to go and report, then it's child abuse. Then again you got a problem. And also the other things that he mentioned, he says, I couldn't live there, I had to come back. So the crime was less, but look at all the other problems. So wherever a person is going to go, he is going to take his heart with. Now that does not mean that it's not permissible, we must not misunderstand. It's permissible. If a person wants to go and settle somewhere else, well and good. But the Allah of that place and the Allah of this place is the same. The Allah of that country is not different. One person said, I want to leave the country and I want to go to another place. So the Allah wala asked him for what? He said, yahan par bahut tangi hai, finding it very tight, risk and sustenance. So therefore I am going. Now it was permissible, it was not haram. But to build up his yaqeen, that he must not think that if he goes there, then his risk and sustenance will just start flowing. So he told him, wahan jab tum jao, to wahan ke khuda ko mera salam keh dena. He said, when you go there, then give salam to the Allah of that place. So what he was trying to say is that Allah Ta'ala is the same. Allah Ta'ala is there too, Allah Ta'ala is here too. If we are going to please that Allah Ta'ala and stay here, He will give us sukoon in our hearts in spite of all the crime. And if we are going to displease Him, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make our life restless, full of anxieties, worries and problems. And if we go that side also, the same. If we are going to please Allah, then He'll keep the person happy wherever he is. And if he's going to displease Allah Ta'ala in that country, then the same problem. So, hey, zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de, asle hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Just giving up one's town, city, that's not sufficient for hijrat. Nowadays we have made that also so cheap and so easy. Anywhere we go, say, we are muhajir and you are the ansar. But the person went that side, he must become like the muhajir also. The greatest hijrat is that the person gives up sins. Al-muhajir man hajara ma naha Allahu an. Who is a muhajir? The person who gives up that which Allah Ta'ala is displeased with, he has prohibited. So he says, asle hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Lazzate zikre naame khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. आपके नाम पर जिसने हिजरत किया पा गया वो बहारे वतन। हे जरूरी गुनाहों को भी छोड़ दे, असली हिजरत नहीं सिर्फ तर के वतन। शहर महबूब होगा जहां भी कहीं, आशिकों का सुना है वही है वतन। शहर महबूब होगा जहां भी कहीं, आशिकों का सुना है वही है वतन। Since we have heard that a person who is an ashiq, who is a lover, if you ask that person that which is your most beloved city, he will say, my beloved city is that city in which my beloved resides. If you ask the person who is an ashiq, in this world of illicit beloveds also, if the person you ask him that which is the town that is most beloved to you, he'll say, the town in which my beloved resides. Otherwise he's not an ashiq. He is a liar. His claim is false. As Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh says, a lot of young friends I have here in this masjid. MashaAllah, such a big crowd this part of the night. So many young friends. So we have to get rid of this perishable love from our hearts. We have given our hearts to the beauties of this world, and they are not bringing us any kind of sukoon in our lives. So Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah says, the person was walking and then he saw a very pretty girl. So he started going on and on about her beauty. He's giving an example. He started giving on and on, and he started going about her beauty. Your eyes are like this, and your hair is like that, and your face is like this. He carried on describing her beauty. So now she wasn't interested in him. So she said, because he was going on, I will give my life for you, and I will give all my wealth for you, and everything. So she said, my sister was coming behind me. She's prettier than I am. So this bewakuf, he turned round to see. So when he turned round, she gave him a tight slap and said, just now you were singing praises, and now you look back. So where is that love that you were talking about? Now from there, he gives us an important lesson that this is our state of life. That on the one hand, we are claiming Allah Ta'ala is our beloved, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is our beloved. And which Muslim cannot claim that? Which Muslim will say, no, they are not our beloved? So on the one hand, we say Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam our beloved. But then we are looking in this direction, that direction, any haram direction we look, then where is that love that we are claiming? شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن If that is the case, that wherever the city of the beloved is, then the ashiq, he's, to him that is the most beloved city. So if that is the case with lovers of this world, fir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, then what must I say about the enjoyment of Madina Sharif? Kashim madine mein hota, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. Oh my beloved Allah, how I wish that I had been a resident of Medina Sharif. How I wish that the remaining days of my life would have been spent in Medina Sharif. How I wish that my death would be in Medina Sharif. The person now desires that Medina Sharif must be his watan. And the two places that's going to be protected from the fitnas of Dajjal and from the entry of Dajjal is Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. Besides that, throughout the world, the fitnas of Dajjal are going to cause great amount of chaos and problem. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for so much of protection, so much of du'as used to make, and everybody used to make du'a. So therefore we say that, oh Allah, the remaining days of our life, or towards the latter part of our life, or whenever it is possible, make it easy for us to spend those days in Medina Sharif. Allah Ta'ala was make it our watan. Shahre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota Madine mein mera watan. Kis tarah main kahun dil se ae dosto, kis tarah main kahun dil se ae dosto, zindabad ae watan, zindabad ae watan. Hain watan mein magar dil Madine mein hai, hain watan mein magar dil Madine mein hai. اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہوں صد وطن. ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے. اے مدینہ ہو فدا تجھ پہ صد وطن. I am here but my heart is there. ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے. ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے. اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہوں صد وطن. Hundreds of وطن میں بھی قربان ہو you. Because although I am here, my heart is there. And that is what is required. Not that we are there and our heart is here. We rather be here and our heart there. Therefore the mashayikh, they said that those people who come in Josh and they say we want to go and settle there, first they must check their heart. Now, if the person is going to go there and all the time is thinking of his children this side and his business this side and all his projects this side, then he'd rather stay here, have his heart there, go now and again, spend some time and come back. But when his heart settles there, then he must go. Otherwise it is disrespect for Medina Sharif that the person is there and his heart is here. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to him and distance us from everything that is haram and forbidden. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Put the other one on now if it's getting warm. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ Illallahu illallah, 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 illallahu illallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate loving Allah. Oh my most generous, most kind, most beautiful Allah. Oh my most tolerant, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. This part of the night, the 23rd night of Ramadan, Ya Allah, the second of the odd nights of the last 10. Ya Allah, a night in which your rahmat and your mercy descends unlimited. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, such a large number of brothers and so many listening receivers extending the begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, if a whole group of people, if a whole community has to go and tap at the door of some very, very generous, rich, wealthy person and seek from that wealthy person 1 cent, Ya Allah, what difficulty will there be in that person giving out much, much more than that cent that they are asking for. Ya Allah, when a human being in this world gives out of his wealth, he fears a loss. But Ya Allah, your treasures are unlimited. And whatever we are seeking from you, it is not difficult for you to grant it to us from your unlimited treasures. Ya Allah, therefore we are extending our begging bowls before you. We are not seeking from human beings because they become angry if we have to beg. You become extremely pleased the more we beg of you. Ya Allah, is mubarak raat ke andar hum apne haath phailaye hue hai. Ya Allah, we are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of this earth. Day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, we have realized our mistakes. Indeed, we have disobeyed you. Ya Allah, we have used your bounties for your disobedience. The great namat of sight, so much of it for your disobedience. The great bounty of speech, the great bounty of hearing. The great namat of wealth, the namat of hands and feet. Ya Allah, so much of it is used for your disobedience. If there had been another Allah, he would have snatched everything away. He would have seized us there and then. He would have destroyed us there and then. You would have brought humiliation, disgrace and suffering upon us there and then. But Ya Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate you are, how merciful you are, how generous and kind you are, how tolerant you are, that in spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear. My beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Open the doors of your mercy for us. My beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy, my beloved Allah, where do we go? Which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there that we can beg? If a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. Lakin, my beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy, where do we sinners go? Who is there that can give forgiveness? Ya Allah, we know the moment we get forgiveness, our lives will change. Then everything will work in our favor. Our hearts will find sukoon. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you, forgive all our sins. The sins of our eyes and of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, this part of the night, 23rd night, we beggars have extended our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, don't turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us. Ya Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat that are pouring in this Mubarak night. Ya Allah, nothing has kept us here except that we are hopeful of getting the rains of mercy that are pouring. Ya Allah, such a beautiful night you have given to us. Ya Allah, the Mubarak night of the 23rd, we are extending our begging bowls. My beloved Allah, bless us all with prosperity, with a life of contentment and satisfaction. Bless us with your closeness. Bless us with your marifat. Bless us with yaqeen in you. Bless us with trust and tawakkul in you. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. My beloved Allah, hamara banja, hame apna bana le. Hamara banja, hame apna bana le. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. My beloved Allah, put so much of your love and muhabbat into our hearts, and so much of love and ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Give us such a bond with you, my beloved Allah, and give us such a bond with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, give us so much of your love that it becomes extremely easy to make our namaz 5 times a day, to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if farz, to fulfill the rights of our parents, rights of our wives and children, rights of our neighbors, rights of the believers and the disbelievers. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you. Distance us from everything that is displeasing to you. Give us the realization that sins will bring no joy and happiness. The end result is going to be restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu, wo ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska, yehi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Ya Allah, day and night we are seeking you from you. If you are ours, everything will work in our favor. Our children will be coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will give us barakat. Our homes will give us comfort. We will find sukoon, peace, tranquility in our hearts. Ya Allah, our lifestyle will be totally different. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and best of akhirah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all their ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, we know sometimes it can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. But my beloved Allah, just as sickness is a mercy, in the same manner, good health is also your mercy. Ya Allah, change the mercy of sickness to the mercy of good health. And Ya Allah, if it is because of sins, then forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us, whosoever is sick and ailing, give him shifa. Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are also spiritually sick, my beloved Allah. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy and jealousy, of evil passions and desires. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs, my Allah, my beloved Allah, my beloved Allah. In this Mubarak night, make a decision of khair for us. Nobody is going to question you why you forgave those sinners who had raised their hands in Masjid An-Nur on the 23rd night before you. Who is going to question you, by Allah? If you have to forgive us, we will become pleased and happy. We will become successful. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will become happy. You will become happy. And if you don't forgive, only one that will become happy will be shaitan. My beloved Allah, make my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam happy. Indeed, we realize and we recognize, my beloved Allah, that what we are doing is causing great amount of hurt and injury and pain and suffering to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he is informed that the ummah for whom you cried so much, the ummah for whom so much of your blood was shed, the ummah for whom your teeth were shattered in Uhud and you fell down unconscious, the ummah for whom you were stoned so much in Taif that your shoes Mubarak became filled with your Mubarak blood. That ummah in discos, cinemas, theatres, rave clubs, nightclubs. Oh my beloved Allah, adultery, fornication, filth on the television screens and internet sites, drug popping in the mouths. When my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed of that condition, Ya Allah, in his time the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara caused him pain and suffering. Today we are the cause of his suffering. Amare hal par raham farma, amare hal par raham farma. Bless us with barakat and blessings in our businesses, in our lives, in our time, in our home, in our children, in every namat and bounty of yours. Make our children the coolness of our eyes. Make them sadqa jariya for us. Give us the tawfiq to give them the upbringing that they will make dua for us after our death. Ya Allah, make them righteous and pious. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who have passed away, fill their graves with noor. Give them Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. We have to leave this world whether we like it or not. The angel of there is not going to give us any kind of warning. Ya Allah, suddenly the souls of people are being extracted. The visa of life is being cancelled suddenly, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco or cinema or popping drugs in our mouth or adultery or fornication or any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madinah Tayyiba. Bless us with death in Madinah Tayyiba. Bless us with burial in Baqi. But if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering throughout the world. Remove their suffering, their pain, their hardship, their difficulties. Remove the suffering of mankind around the globe. Ya Allah, make us all yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, how much he begged for us, how much he cried for us, how much he asked for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida, how much he begged. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many of our students will be writing examinations. Ya Allah, give them complete success in their examinations. Ya Allah, make them assets for our community. Ya Allah, bless them with the best of dunya and akhirah. Protect them from the fitnas at the schools and colleges and universities. My beloved Allah, accept our dua with the sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما، مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. يا الله، the remaining days of Ramadan, give us the tawfiq to spend them in a manner most pleasing to you. My beloved Allah, accept our salat, our fasting, our tilawat, our zikr, our charities. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.